And I'm so thankful our friends at Samsung.
You're going to laugh at this? Really?
Of course I'm going to laugh at it. It's an 18-inch tablet.
Okay, go on.
I read a tweet about that at some point.
This tablet is bigger than the television I brought to college in my dorm room.
Wow, that was a small telly.
Well, I was also 20 years ago, but think about it. So Samsung announced the Samsung Galaxy View, which is an 8-inch tablet / TV.
18-inch.
That you can basically carry around. I believe the quote is that this is the TV that kids can touch and play with.
No way. No, that's not. Is that official?
Look at it. Yes, look at this.
Yeah.
No. The wording that you said, it's a TV that kids can touch.
Yes. Yes.
They did not see that.
Wait, hang on. It's in the article. Wait, where is it?
Cats and dogs can touch it too.
Let's see.
So can forces of nature.
So Bornheimer, what's the first name? Bornheimer. Sean Bornheimer, the senior manager of product for Samsung Design, right? He said that for kids, this finally becomes the TV they can touch.
Oh my God. Stop it, Samsung.
This is what my children have to look forward to.
So just to run down the specs here, it's an 18.4-inch tablet. It's got a 1920 by 1080 resolution, so it's full HD, but it's not 4K. It's not like...
Give us 1440p at least.
It's a starter device. Come on now.
So the natural question is that how long will the battery last? How much TV can I watch on this? How much TV can you watch? The battery is a 5,700 milliamp hour battery, which gives you 8 hours of continuous video.
5,700?
But eight
in that
hours
big of a space?
8 hours.
They could only fit...
57. What? That's the size of most 7 to 8 inch tablets.
5,700.
Yeah. Bigger tablets have over 9,000 milliamp battery packs.
So they're boasting 8 hours of continuous video. It's got a 1.6 gigahertz processor with 2 gig of RAM, Wi-Fi only, and it's got 32 gig of storage or 64 gig of storage, and it will have a micro SD card slot, so you can expand that out to 128 gig. And it is going to be on sale in early November for $599.
So $600, not too bad as a TV for your kid. Well, actually, that's ridiculous. Why are you spending so much money on your children?
You need to buy them the $50 Amazon Fire and call it a day.
Yeah, exactly. Get them a $50 tablet. That's all they need, seriously.
Yeah. I don't understand. Samsung releases 12 tablets a year. And
not that many this year. In their defense, they didn't do as many this year.
Last year, they released...
Last year was 12 tablets.
And previous years, too. I mean, there's five different versions of each tablet they release. And then... But anyway, I don't understand the need for, what does it do?
There's a market that's coming out. And I think we're going to start seeing it more at CES. We're going to start seeing these, portable home entertainment systems, which I realize sounds weird, but companies are trying to reinvent the kitchen gadget. So instead of buying an all-in-one, HP at Costco for $400, and I'm saying this based on just sort of what I've been seeing in the industry, it's now they're looking to make tablets into those kitchen gadgets that you...
I've seen some stuff from...
I'm sure we've seen the same things.
Alcatel.
I posted about that, so that's not under embargo, I hope.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't want to mention it because I wanted to throw you under the bus.
I took the
first.
Fall. It's fine.
Yeah. That kind of thing. I get it, but with the Samsung thing, what is the gimmick? You know what I mean? Everything has, even the iPad Pro, of course, Apple has a gimmick with their stuff.
Yes, it has a pencil that sticks out of its side.
Yes, which is funny. That's another
it's like
podcast.
Somebody stabbed it.
Well, I also thought that at 13 inches was enormous and laughable. But
yeah.
18 inches. I have a Nexus 9. So this is the equivalent of two Nexus 9s joined together.
And the Nexus 9 is too big for me.
Yeah.
Well, what's the aspect ratio on that thing?
16:9.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely carrying a little TV in your pocket backpack.
Yeah.
Does this even fit in a backpack? Never mind. I mean,
does it fit in the back seat of a car? It probably does.
A backpack.
I would probably have to put it in between the driver and the passengers so the people behind me could watch it.
What I love is that they're boasting how the Galaxy View is basically, it's designed to be portable. I mean, it's got a kickstand, so you can just prop it up and watch it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like
you can take it upstairs.
Take it to every room with you. You could take it to the beach. It's just enormous. And it's wide enough that you can have a small crowd watching the same movie you're watching at the same time.
Can you imagine all the cuddling that they want to have happen around this device?
It's
so much cuddling.
People are going to start bringing that on planes.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people already bring so many.
I mean, this is basically a TV running Android. I mean, that's running TouchWiz. Like, that's like, and like, and so now, thank God it's got Samsung's split screen functionality.
Multiview, yeah.
So you can actually be watching something while you're going
on Facebook. Because Lord knows I can't just watch TV. I have to be doing something else.
It's just enormous. Like I bring my Nexus 9 to the gym to watch TV at the gym. And like, imagine this if I pulled this thing out and put it like, it's like
you could work out
like,
with it.
What is 18 inches? Like, this is like, that's like that big, right?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean,
giant.
This is 13 inches. So this is 5 more inches from this.
From the corner of the display,
right?
Mind you.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
there's another half inch or so on each side of the display.
Oh, that's crazy! I love crazy hardware.